Shalom. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. This is HIBN, which stands for Hebrew Israelite Biblical News. This is your brother, Shalah. The Heavenly Father, through His only begotten Son, have given us this truth through the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit. And we thank the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, for His tender mercies. Peace and blessings to the elect and the remnant who are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. Peace and blessings. I just wanted to make this broadcast. If it be the Lord's will, this will be edifying to you brothers and sisters out there. Just wanted to also give you an update. Been working on the homestead, clearing out some of the the brush. And I tell you, this year the ticks are real bad. I was I finished up, we were again clearing out some brush using the chainsaw, using the weed eater, cutting grass. And when I got home, I had first found a tick right behind my right arm. I lifted up my arm and just really near my, almost near my shoulder, the nap of my arm or my armpit, or a little bit further from my armpit, I found a tick. And I think maybe like the next time I went back out there to the land, I found like about four or five ticks on me. So ticks are real bad this year. Of course, they tell you, put on long sleeve clothing. But nonetheless, if you're around wooded area, you're going to encounter, insects, ticks, fleas. Just a really bad season. Also, when we were cutting the grass, my brother, he killed a snake, a copperhead, which is a poisonous snake. So when you're, clearing out the land in a rural area, you got to, it's a lot of reptiles, a lot of insects. So that's a part of, working on the land, raw land. So yeah, and if it be the Lord's will, I will start recording some of the some of the things that we do for edification. The Bible goes into a false balance. Everything that we do, we want to be fair and balanced. Fair and balanced in judgment, and just fair and balanced with our lives as best as possible. Not being over righteous, but not being wicked, So we have a lot that we're going to encounter in these last days. And of course, building homesteads, it's not the end all be all. The Lord told us when we're in Babylon to plant vineyards and build houses. So if you do have land, it would be good, to cultivate it and make the land work. And also have livestock, but know that that's not, a ticket out of here. It's through the tender mercies of the Heavenly Father Yahweh, while Yahweh Shai, being chosen, having faith with works, and ultimately being chosen is what leads to salvation. Believing in Yahweh Shai, believing in his name. Those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Calling upon the name of Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. So, we do keep things in perspective as Israelites, you know, the best of our ability. And again, you know, it is, there's nothing wrong with having livestock and growing vegetables and fruits, you know, because we were homesteaders, as you know, use the word homesteading now, but we were farmers, shepherds. So there again, there's nothing wrong with, you know, raising chickens and raising sheep, raising cows, or whatever type of livestock that you have, because just like it's prudent to make sure that you have certain supplies just in case, you know, there's a food shortage or whatever like that, you got something to feed your family with, you know. And definitely if you have farm animals, it's good to have, you know. But when the mark of the beast come, you won't be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark. So realize that having, you know, a homestead or land and building, that's is temporary. Because once the mark of the beast is implemented, you won't be able to have those things or maintain or own things unless you take their biometric, satanic, wicked, evil mark of the beast that will steal the souls of men. As the Bible say that we'll be pilgrims on the earth, you'll be pilgrims. And a pilgrim is someone who is a sojourner, someone who travels. The Lord might have it where you could have a homestead, and then when the shit hits the fan, you have to flee your homestead. Or the Lord might have it where you don't own anything, and then the Lord will have you discover a homestead where the occupants are no longer there, as the Lord will judge many people on the earth, and all those people that store food and have underground bunkers and all of that. The Lord will preserve all of that for the elect and the remnant. Bible go into how the riches of the wicked will be stored up for the righteous. So you might have a situation like that, or the Lord might have your homestead protected, where you do have a homestead, and the Lord, during the time of Jacob's trouble, have a situation, a scenario where the wicked won't be able to get to you. So there are many different scenarios of how divine intervention and protection will take place for those elect men, women, and children. So know that the Bible tells us that it's impossible to please the Lord without faith. So the Lord requires us to have faith, have a high level of faith, trusting in Him, trusting in Yahweh Shai with all our heart, soul, and mind, and truly depending on the Lord, for He is our refuge. He is our strong tower. He's a shelter from the high winds. So that's what it's all about. You know, having that faith. As faith, the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain. So yeah, we're in great times. You know, although there's opposition, you know, of course the wicked are working overtime, but the balance is that faith is waxed strong and that divine intervention is near, and that we have to remain steadfast. You know, although we might fall, we have to get back up. We have to continue in this fight, this spiritual fight, this spiritual battle. We're truly in a spiritual battle. We're in spiritual warfare. Ephesians the sixth chapter. Ephesians chapter 6. Putting on the whole armor of Yahweh. And when you're going into the weapons of warfare, it goes into the shield of faith, which blocks all the fiery darts of Satan. Having faith can block those darts that are aimed constantly at us. The wicked uses satanic devices to try to what? To try to destroy our faith. Try to destroy our belief in Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai. The wicked with their technology. The witches, you know, you have old fashioned witchcraft out there. You got witches, warlocks, mediums, all kind of evil satanic people that will try to use spells and hexes and curses and enchantments. As scriptures tell us that no enchantment will work against Jacob. So although these witches and warlocks will cast spells and enchantments and even, you know, things to try to ensnare, you know, if it's someone that the enemy will try to bring in your life, you know, a honeypot, and that person to try to ensnare your soul, that's a satanic device using sex magic and all the wicked stuff that a lot of even the tribes will do, using divination, you know. Especially the women from down south will use love spells and stuff like that, using their bodily fluids and stuff like that to try to entrap a man, try to get him infatuated. So you got a lot of rituals out there, a lot of witchcraft, and that all of that is meant to try to ensnare, steal your soul. So, you know, you brothers out there, you be cautious, you know, about, you know, getting involved with, you know, these women out here that are like that. And then, you know, you sisters out there, you be cautious as well. not allowing yourself to get ensnared by a man that will try to destroy you. You know, try to, you know, basically steal your mind and your body and your soul. Because you got, you know, on both situations or both, you know, both genders, you know, both male and female, where people will try to destroy you, you know. So be cautious, especially, you know, you being in this truth and knowing that you got people out there that know that you're Israelite that will try to get you to fall back into the world only to be destroyed. Because the Bible go into, like, once you turn back, you know, into the world, you know, the Lord brought us out of this world, but then you got people that'll go back into the world. And the Bible go into, it'll be better that you didn't know the truth than to turn from righteousness. I'm paraphrasing the scripture. So basically what it means that the Lord blessed you to wake you up. And then forever how long, whether it be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you go back into the world, which means that now you're going back to demonic holidays, you're going back to eating pork. Now you don't believe in Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. You now believe in Islam or Buddhism, or you go back to wacky tacky Christianity, and you believe that who the world calls Jesus Christ. Now you believe that, oh, he wasn't no black man. You went back into the world. So now the only thing left is destruction, because you can't go back into the world. Go back to what? There's nothing in the world to go back to. If you know what I'm saying, if you're in the right mind and you have the right spirit, you know that there's nothing, no amount of money, no amount of fame, you know, no amount of materialistic possessions, you know, no amount of women that's worth you losing your soul. Bible say, what does it profit for a man to gain the whole world yet he lose his own soul? So there's nothing worth your soul. There's no, you can't put a price tag on it, but people do put price tags on their souls and they forfeit their soul. This is what's happening with a lot of the rappers, a lot of the entertainers, a lot of the actors and actresses. They gained the whole world and they lost their soul. Now they're in derision. They're being tormented with demons because they sold their soul, because they allowed the wicked, you know, through enchantments, through rituals, they allow the wicked to persuade them to worship false gods, which brought on a whole bunch of demons. And now they're in a bad or pitiful case. A lot of them, they did things that compromised their value, their self-esteem, their self-worth. You know, they compromised their integrity. And they did things that they shouldn't have done. They partook in those rituals, you know, the casting couch, where the men, you know, did things, you know, like homosexual acts. You know, the women did lesbian acts. Those parties, those Hollywood parties, the one that you hear about with P. Diddy. Those parties that you hear about, you know, in different, you know, conspiracy, you know, so-called conspiracy theory content, you know, they go into the Hollywood rituals where they got those big mansion parties. That movie, Eyes Wide Shut, went into that. Those Hollywood parties where the elites are in big old mansions having orgies and walking around with masks on and just all kind of divination. A lot of those entertainers, they get involved in that and they're compromised. And they're not safe because the very powerful people want to keep their, you know, their organization or their different groups a secret. And this is where the blackmailing come in at. This is why you have, again, situations like P. Diddy, where he had a whole bunch of cameras in his house at those freak-off parties. So why would he have the whole house rigged with cameras to set people up? And more than likely, you know, he was working for the intelligence agencies to set people up, to have evidence on them. So if they don't play by the rules, they will be blackmailed and told if they don't pass a certain law or play by the rules or push a certain agenda, that they will be exposed or even, you know, eliminated. Because these people, they don't play fair. They don't play by the same rules that they expect every person in the society to play by. There's the rules of this society, or, you know, in a dominant society, they have laws and rules. And then you have the intelligence agencies and the elites that don't play by those same rules. They're above the law. And they pretty much practice, you know, Luciferianism, where they believe there's no distinction between right and wrong or good and evil. This is why they'll call themselves having a foundation. You know, they'll have a trust, you know, family members that have trust and have all kind of money, and they'll have nonprofits, and the damn nonprofit is a damn organ harvesting, child trafficking ring. This is how these people operate. So they don't make a distinction between right and wrong. And this is why they're able to do some of the most horrific things. And you would think that these people would have a conscience, but they don't. They're just truly wicked and evil. There is evil on the earth. You know, it's sometimes, you know, for, you know, brothers and sisters out there that are doing their best to live a righteous life, but you have some really demonic, wicked, evil people out there that are just totally heartless. They're evil and they satanic, and they really really don't have any kind of morality. They truly don't. It's just not in them to have any form of what is right. This is why they can have these agendas to take out all kind of people through germ warfare, you know, chemicals and experimenting on people. Normally, openly giving people, you know, vaccines like COVID, you know, COVID vaccine is obviously killing a whole bunch of people. But these people, they have no remorse. They're truly wicked and evil. So that's the type of evil that's on the earth. And the Lord, eventually, he will remove these people off the earth. It's just that right now, these things have to play out, you know, as the Lord exhibits long suffering. He's allowing the elect and the remnant to truly repent. And seek salvation. Get, you know, giving brothers and sisters out there a time. And then the judgment will happen, you know. So that's why it's very important to repent and seek the Lord 10 times more, even if it's situations where you stumble, you got to get back up, you know. Got to ask the Lord for forgiveness, ask the Lord for strength, you know, for his tender mercies. Ask the Lord that he make a way out of whatever situation that you're in. Because the wicked is truly set out to destroy the souls of the elect and the remnant. These people are, you know, targeting God's people. You know, you hear me speaking about being targeted, you know, being, you know, targeted by the intel agencies and these secret societies, people in the community, because they want to destroy God's people. They don't want God's people to, you know, flourish, you know, because the Bible go into how great fear fell upon them which saw them. So they don't want God's people to, you know, in so many words, level up spiritually, mentally. And so even just going back to the homestead and going back to the, you know, being able to grow your own fruits and vegetables. And again, there's nothing wrong with growing your own fruits and vegetables. I don't understand how some people can be so over-righteous where if someone is growing their own fruits or vegetables or have a homestead, they act like that the just because they own something like that, that somehow they're doing something wicked. No. If you're blessed enough to have some land, then use what the Lord gave you in order to cultivate it if you're able to do that. But it's difficult. It's very difficult because, one, it takes work. It takes money. It takes dedication. It takes, you know, working together with those that are on one accord, you know, and the Lord has to be present, you know, especially when it comes to building, you know, on a land, even if you have a trailer, you know, I have a trailer, I'm working on the trailer. And again, if it be the Lord's will, I would like to share some of the content of what we're doing with you brothers and sisters out there, purely for edification, purely for inspiration, you know, to let you brothers and sisters know that, hey, if you have the resources, or if you have family, if you, you know, if you have an acre, if you have, you know, a trailer where you can travel, and, you know, you might not have land, but if you have a RV or a trailer, you can, you can park on land. So these are just different things, you know, that you can utilize while we have the opportunity. You know, because the fools that these corporations are selling, it's not meant to help us. It's meant to make us sick, you know, as they are targeting God's people. And there's many different snares, there's many different traps that this devil is laying forth, as the scriptures tell us that we would eat our bread defiled among the Gentiles. So the defiled bread is the chemicals that they're putting in the food, the chemicals that they're putting in the water, things that dumb down people and make people apathetic. You know, they're using frequencies to try to what? Try to, you know, quench your spirit. Just like with the music, that's all of the demonic music. Music is powerful, but they use the music to quench the spirit. They use frequencies to try to disconnect God's people from this, you know, the power source, which is Yahweh. This is why they're using electromagnetic frequencies. You know? So this devil, he don't want God's people elevating. But no matter what this devil do, there's still a remnant, you know, the elect and a remnant that will level up. And this devil, he's not going to be able to do anything about it. He may be able to oppress and persecute certain, you know, certain brothers and sisters out there. And only the Lord knows, you know, who this devil will martyr. Yet and still, the Lord is going to reserve certain men to receive that power from Yahweh, from on high. They're going to receive the Holy Spirit. They're going to receive that power. The Lord said that ye shall do greater works. So the greater works is spiritual power. It's healing. Healing our people. Raising the dead. Being able to defeat any enemy that come against you. No matter what they have. No matter what type of technology. The robotic dogs. The drones. Their super soldiers. They will all be defeated by the elect men with that power, that spiritual power. So this devil, he's tampering with the energy fields. He's using technology to read thoughts, all the stuff that I've spoke on. But all of that will fail. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. So no matter what, it won't prosper. See, it's more of us than them. There is an innumerable amount of angels. Your guardian angels, you know, the different legions of angels, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, innumerable amount of angels that will intercede in that day. Bible go into how Michael will stand up for thy people. So it will get bad to the point where the head angel will have to intervene, will have to pretty much stand up, will fight against the wicked, so God's people can be preserved. And then you're going to have the elect men that have their spiritual power. So you're going to have a lot of intervention, a lot of divine intervention. So it will get rough, but the Lord will balance it out, because the Lord hates a false balance. So just like there'll be calamities, there'll be tribulation, great tribulation on the earth, but you're going to have great deliverance as well. Just continue to have faith, edify one another, build each other up. This is not no sugarcoating. No, it's going to get bad. But it's also going to be a good situation for God's people, going through those birth pains, because in order to get to the kingdom of heaven, you're going to have to go through this whole process. He said, with much tribulation, you shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not some, it said much tribulation. So the Lord will have you in various situations. Have you going through some pretty harsh things. And you'll get through those things, which leads to eternal life. That narrow road that leads to everlasting life. But those that are on that broad road, those that have sold out, those that taken that Judas purse, those who have sided with the enemy to come against you, you gang stalkers out there, you're on the road to destruction. Your time is nigh. The Lord will get to you. It's just a matter of time. So rest with us, brothers and sisters out there. Some of you brothers and sisters out there, you're going through some turmoil. And I empathize with you as your fellow brother in tribulation. But know, the Lord is faithful. He is merciful. And his tender mercies, his mercies renew every day. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of his only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is soon to return. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. Be charitable, merciful. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Know that we're not perfect, but let us lead into perfection. Shalom.